Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. We've been talking for the last few days about the gap. What is in the gap? Where do you drop the ball in your life and let things go that were all queued up for you, that you wanted, that were coming towards you? At what point, what did it take to derail you? We've been digging into this all week. And the last couple things I want to talk about today are just some other things that you might be engaging with or experiencing, like external obstacles. You may get to the point in your life where you feel like instinctually, there's so much going on that's in my way, this must not be right for me. But before you say that, really take a look and see if you're using that as an excuse to not move forward because you're not being courageous. If you're standing in your power and you're resourceful, there's nothing that you can't figure out. The obstacles can seem huge when you're working on something you've never done before. For me, I've come to realize that the bigger the obstacles seem at times, the more rewarding the project is going to be. I don't want that to become my rule. But when I am embarking on something big and part of me is nervous about it, I can discover obstacles that are bigger. There's more at stake. So don't be surprised when obstacles come up. That's part of the process. It's like the hurdles that you get to either step over, jump over, or walk around, or push down. And then I just want to end these 5 days of talking about what's in the gap with your own sense of worthiness and your internal self-doubt. What do you believe you're worthy of in this life? If you keep sabotaging, it's likely related to your understanding of your worthiness. If you keep doubting yourself, that's connected to your worthiness. If you're talking negatively or your belief systems, you're allowing them to stay intact when they don't make sense for you anymore. And so you keep creating scenarios that cause you to sabotage or derail stepping forward in your life. You are capable of immense things. In my understanding, you won't get an idea that is not ready for you and that you're not capable of. So the fact that you get the idea and the vision is proof that it's really close in your proximity. So I want to encourage you to really study yourself. Study where you are falling short. And stop making excuses for yourself. You are a brilliant, magnificent being in this universe, and it's your time. If there's ever been a time in the world where we need people to step in to their highest level and serve, it's now. We are in one of the cycles for world war right now. We are in a cycle of societal destabilization. And if you look at the historical guides on what happens over time, it's like every 50 years that a world war appears, and it's time. Here it's the time, right now. So it's time to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Get yourself organized and stop allowing yourself, that part of yourself that's insecure, that needs so much certainty to prevail. So I'm here to support you. Let's step into your highest level of creating this year. We're stepping into always a new day, a new chapter, a new quarter, a new year. We're always stepping into new things. What are you creating today? What are you creating without excuses? Sending you love.